The room is severe in nature. On the far side of the room is a rather no-nonsense-looking bed. From here you can almost feel the crisp red cotton of its flawless sheets. Hung from the wall next to the bed is a display of different pleasure devices. There are chains, whips, crops, cuffs, and toys galore, meticulously organized according to the mistress of the chamber. The lady who would be wrath is standing next to the bed, inspecting her blood-red nails like claws. Her outfit is a corset of a midnight black, satin panties to match, garter straps clasped to the silky black stockings in place against her full thighs. She slightly taps her left stiletto in impatience, you assume. You timidly walk a few steps into the room, and the heavy door slams shut behind you. Her head snaps up to see you there, and she holds you in her steely gaze.
Stop. Don't move. So, you've come to see Ra. You want to feel dominated. You want to be demeaned. You desire for the control to be relinquished to another. To be my bitch. Good boy. In this room, I am in control. Never forget that. Now, follow me. I always delight in the boys that come to my room, so eager for sexual release, yet so reserved in their means to obtain it. Are you one of those good boys, pet? Have you come to be used, and are you prepared to beg for every ounce of pleasure? I'm right, aren't I? Good boy. Remove your clothes. You won't be needing them for the remainder of your time here. I'll wait. And watch. There you are. Good. Well, you've got a good frame. Solid. Capable. Even I can see that. Just the right amount of muscle, mixed with just the right amount of soft. You aren't going to blush now, are you? How cute. Sit. Before I have my way with you, I will fill you in on the way things work here. There are a few rules in this room, pet, and you will follow them in any order I give you to the letter during your stay, without question. Rule 1, you will not talk unless asked. Rule 2, you will not seek any means of your own pleasure unless I have given you permission to do so. And rule 3, you will do whatever I tell you to do when I tell you to. Hesitation and brattiness are not permitted under my hand. Understood? Good boy. See? We're going to get along just fine. Now, I want you to take your cock in hand and start to slowly stroke it. Remember the rules? No hesitation. Poor pet. I don't have patience for boys who can't listen. You aren't going to make me lose my temper again, are you? I'd hate to have to get even rougher with you. There you go. That's right. Stroke it from base to head for me. Slow and sensual. Really think about every nerve, every vein, every strain of pleasure. Have you ever done so? Of course you don't consider it. You're always just trying to get it over with, aren't you? Well, we aren't going to do that today. Not right away, anyways. Close your eyes. Now, from the hilt, don't stroke. Just grip yourself and squeeze just enough to make it tight. Feel how hard you are. You can get harder. We both know it. Grip yourself a little tighter, and now slide your hand to the head of your cock. Slowly. Feel that? The way the flesh is hot. Velvet, but hardening like steel. Can you feel it in the pit of your stomach? You want to stroke it faster, don't you? Of course you do. And feels good. Tell you what, go ahead and stroke it a little faster while I see if I can't find us something to add to the intensity. Now, let's see. Have any preferences? Oh, Pat, you've definitely come to the right fucking place. Sit and keep stroking your shaft. Do not stop. So, no preferences, huh? Just simply ready to obey? You'll obey, all right. If you want your permission to come. And oh, how I am going to make you work for the right to come. Now, just what way to go about it? Perhaps the whip? No, a little advanced. Cane? Have you ever been caned? How lovely. I suppose I could... Ah! Wait a minute! Sometimes the old ways are the best ways. This will do. Do you know how the riding crop came about? Did I just see your cock twitch? Does the sight of me holding a riding crop excite you? Intimidate you a little? Well, I won't bore you too much with the history, but I must say that it's a turn of the 20th century development that I myself am rather fond of. Centuries before, it was originally for animals and slaves, of course. The whip with its long rope-like lashes was used to keep them in line, more often than not. The crack of its leather enough of a motivator, but sometimes contact was necessary. Over time, there were many variations to the whip, the length of the lash, and the make of the rod. The materials used. The crop, though. Feel its soft leather as I run it up your arm. It's almost an unassuming thing, isn't it? Horses were trained to respond to its gentle taps, and even just its simple resting against their horse flesh. Sliding across your chest, one shoulder to the other. Don't you want to respond for me? Keep stroking a little faster now. Such a good pet. The English had it right, I think. Not only does a riding crop, originally called a hunting whip, old fox hunts, you know, well, not only does it look sophisticated, oh my. Look at your belly quiver as the little leather loop snakes its way downward. Do you like the way it feels as I run it up and down along your thigh? Good boy. And how does that cock feel? Are you learning to appreciate every stroke? Go ahead. Ask me to allow you to stroke it more vigorously. Yes, you would like to. It would feel good, wouldn't it? Ask me again. The way you beg, Pat. Very well. You may stroke yourself faster. I want you to make it intense for yourself, but don't overdo. Remember, you don't get to come without my permission. Do you know why the crop became favored by any good equestrian? Balance. At high speeds, balance can be hard to maintain. With a crop, all the master need do is flick their wrist just right, and the servant adheres to their command. Did you like that, pet? Look at that little mark it left behind. Would you like another? Ask for another. Good boy. Say thank you. Such a lovely little pliable creature. How have you not been snatched up by a fitting mistress yet? Pity. Well, their loss is our gain, is it not? I'm sure you've noticed. I've got a collar or two hanging up with the rest of my toys. You keep eyeing them, and I may just have to fit you with one. Well, you keep visiting me and being such a good boy. I may just claim you for myself. Now, please me again and ask for another. Beg for another. Oh, such a good boy. My, look at your thigh. Pink with my marks. So sexy to see my marks there. Do you like them? Me too. In fact, I think I shall reward your obedience. Just take these panties off. There. Now look. Your obedience has made me very wet indeed. Perhaps I should put some of this liquid hot heat to use and soothe those marks. Oh. I'll just straddle this meaty thigh and... Oh, yes. I can feel the heat roll off these little welts. I hope it doesn't sting too badly. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. Keep stroking your cockpit. I want you to go faster for me. Mm-hmm, that's it. Match the pace of my grinding. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Such a good boy. Stroke it for me. Feel every stroke, every veiny edge of that cock. Do you like obeying me, Pat? Huh? Do you like being mastered? I bet. Oh, I bet you would love to be collared, wouldn't you? My own personal stud. Oh, good boy. Oh, fuck, I'm getting close. Are you ready to come for me, slut? Oh, God, remember, you have to ask. So ask me, pet. Again. Again! Beg for it, slave. Tell me how much you want to come for Mistress Wrath. Fuck yes. Good boy, come for me. Now, pet, come. Good boy. Here are your clothes. You did well enough as my pet. And I meant what I said. I've got a collar, if you've got the neck. Keep coming back to me, and I won't be giving you the choice. Today, however, there's the door. Next time, I'll really test your devotion. I'm 100% sure there will be a next time. I look forward to seeing just how much you can take.